and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. There are 3-hour-long podcasts, and then there are 300-second-long podcasts. They're different. Identifying things by category is useful for multiple reasons, one of which is to draw a contrast that helps us understand the nature of each one of those things. By highlighting differences, contrasting two things showcases unique attributes that wouldn't have been noticed as clearly otherwise. There's more than one way to skin the cat, and more than two categories to identify things in. But each analysis helps us to understand a different perspective of the thing better. One of these sorts of contrasting categories is between two types of business managers, the administrator and the operator. I'm here to tell you that you are better off being an operator than an administrator if you want to manage your business well. But maybe those labels aren't what you think. Here's what I mean. The administrator believes that he can manage his business well via Excel spreadsheets, goals and objectives, and financial analyses only. This sort of business manager most likely has an MBA or some sort of comparable business degree. He understands the textbooks and knows the right terminology. He understands contracts, negotiation, and how to effectively shuffle papers in a way that gets a percentage off the top. There's a good place for an administrator type. These are necessary people to have on your team. Sure, not everything Mike Tyson says is good, but some of it is. He spoke correctly when he said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face." The administrator has his plans, but reality doesn't submit to plans. Reality is a distracting thing, full of diversions. There are many other players involved who each have a say in the outcome. Market conditions, customer expectations, employee actions, the list goes on. You can't foresee everything, and so when it's time to execute, the limited administrator has a difficult time staying in the game. This is not to say that spreadsheets, goals and objectives, and financial analyses are useless. Not at all. There's a big need for thorough planning and insightful analysis. The point is that trying to manage a business via charts and graphs doesn't really work. There are too many moving pieces involved. You need to know how things operate and respond to change accordingly and in time. This is where the operator is set up for a more successful attempt at business management. The person who understands his customers' needs, market conditions, employee challenges, and his product delivery is able to better respond to real-life scenarios. The operator does more than just plan. He executes. Fancy charts don't impress him. Spreadsheet ratios risk divergence. The operator understands that goals and objectives are only as good as the execution will be. So, he commits to staying focused not just on aspiring to get things done, but on doing them. This requires an approach that is close to the point of impact instead of being safe behind a desk. Unlike an administrator, the operator rolls up his sleeves to get his hands dirty. Pulling the strings from a safe distance is too far removed to make sure the execution happens. To be an effective business manager, you must know how to operate at the ground level. Yes, as the business gets bigger, the manager moves away from today's task into tomorrow's setup towards the future. But to be effective in setting up for tomorrow's success and in rallying people to a better future, the business manager needs to be able to think like an operator, not just an administrator. Planning and executing are different skills. If results are what we're after, we must do what it takes to get them.